John Walsh was a very successful businessman in Florida. In 1981, his 6-year-old son, Adam, was abducted. 2 weeks later, the decapitated head of Adam was found in a drainage canal over 100 miles away from his home. The rest of poor little Adam's body has never been found. Almost any parent would be devastated if something like this happened to them. But John Walsh and his wife, Reve, took their pain and they decided to do something positive with it. They started a crusade to fight the problem that so many parents have confronted, the abduction of their children. John and Reve testified before many legislative bodies, leading to new laws, and they founded a nonprofit organization, the Center for Missing and Exploited Children. But John and Reve Walsh did not stop there. Their pain drove them on. They never wanted to see another parent have to deal with the pain they suffered. The Walshes have continued to testify before the United States Congress and many other legislative bodies. They have worked relentlessly to stop child abuse and abductions. A great deal of legislation has come to fruition due to their work and the work of others dedicated to stopping those who would hurt our children. John and Reve Walsh were not the first soldiers in this fight to save our children, but they have been some of the most important. Neither the Walshes nor any of the others who are in this fight have won the war. But as a result of the tireless efforts of these warriors, well over 100,000 children have been saved from those who prey upon the youth of this country. Victory does not always mean stopping evil in its tracks, but often in simply making this world better than it would be otherwise. John Walsh has not simply carried on with his work in preventing child abductions. He has also been the host of one of the longest-running shows in television history, America's Most Wanted, which is, by the way, one of the first reality shows. As you undoubtedly know, that television show focuses on all sorts of dangerous criminals, and it has brought hundreds of them to justice. Many people would have simply grieved and went on with their lives. John Walsh and Reve took up their cross and followed Jesus. It was a tough cross for John and Reve, but it saved so many children. One day I would like to meet John and Reve and ask them, if you too had it to do over and could save your son and yet know that thousands of other children would die, or lose your son and save thousands of other children, which would you do? That is a very tough question. Now, John Walsh sometimes seems as if forgiveness is not his strong suit. But the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, "Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for justice, for they shall be filled." John and Reve took their pain and created a very positive response. It would have been all too easy to grieve and go on with their lives without doing any of the above. But John and Reve are not that kind of people. Over 25 years ago, Candy Leitner received a phone call that changed her life. It was very bad news. Her 13-year-old daughter had been killed by a drunk driver, a driver who had a bad history of drunk driving. Candy Leitner could have grieved and went on with her life, but she wasn't about to do that. Instead, she formed Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Statistics show that about half of all traffic fatalities involve drunk drivers. That amounts to roughly 20,000 deaths each year on U.S. highways. It was, and still is, a very serious problem in this country. Mothers Against Drunk Driving is known by the acronym MADD, M-A-D-D. Candy Leitner was mad. Take my word for it, pain is the underlying emotion behind anger. Candy Leitner used her pain to drive her to do something very positive. It didn't bring her own daughter back to life, but it has helped prevent over 300,000 deaths due to drunk drivers as of the last count. Not to mention, who knows how many non-fatal injuries that result when drunken people get behind the wheel of a motor vehicle. Candy Leitner lost her daughter to someone who apparently did not know better than to drink and drive. That happens all too often in this country. Because of the efforts of Candy Leitner and many others like her, laws have been changed throughout the United States, turning penalties for drunk driving from jokes into serious crimes. The mood in America has changed. We no longer see drunk driving as acceptable. At the present time, a jury handing down a tough sentence is the norm, not the exception. Many people would have simply grieved and went on with their lives. Candy Leitner took up her cross and followed Jesus. It was a tough cross for Candy Leitner, but it has saved so many children, not to mention adults. One day, I would like to meet Candy Leitner and ask her, if you had it to do over and could save your daughter, and yet know that thousands of other children would die, or lose your daughter and save thousands of other children, which would you do? That is a very tough question, especially for a mother. Fathers love their children deeply, but mothers often have an even closer bond with their children, at least in my view. Candy Leitner took her pain and created a very positive response. It would have been all too easy to go on with her life without doing any of the things I just mentioned. But Candy Leitner was not that kind of woman. Sometimes it takes pain to motivate us. In fact, I believe that pain creates change. Many of my greatest messages have had very painful beginnings. In the Bible, Genesis 3:16, we are told that in pain shall ye give forth birth. That is what God said when he found out that Adam and Eve had disobeyed him. In fact, childbirth is so painful nowadays that women would do almost anything to get an epidural, which kills pain during the birth process. As I said, in most instances, the fact that there is tremendous pain is literally true for women giving birth. But it is also metaphorically true for the birth of ideas and organizations and even nations. John and Reva Walsh started the Center for Missing and Exploited Children as a result of their pain. Candy Leitner started Mothers Against Drunk Driving in response to her pain. They took up their very painful crosses and followed Jesus. The fact of the matter is, I don't have to ask any of these people if they would do things differently. I already know. None of them would change a thing. I'm sure they are all proud of their work, and one day they will all be reunited with their children in heaven. Even the United States of America was born as a result of pain. Those that lived here were sick and tired of King George III. In order to become a free nation, they fought a revolutionary war as a result of their hatred for King George III. The original patriots' pain and frustration with King George led to a beautiful idea and a great country. America is certainly not perfect, but often the U.S. is thought of as a beacon of light on a hill. It was very painful when Adam and Eve betrayed God and paradise was lost. But I doubt that God has any regrets. And as for John, Reva, Candy Leitner, and her husband, they are all in very good company. God gave up his child as well. John 3:16 tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only earthborn child, that whomsoever believeth in him shall not die, but shall have everlasting life. And by the way, there seems to be a very well-planned connection between Genesis 3:16 and John 3:16. In Genesis 3:16, Adam and Eve are being shown the road out of paradise on earth. In John 3:16, all humans are shown the road back to paradise in heaven. It was a very painful birth for Christianity, but it was also a baby with an infinitely beautiful future. We will all suffer during our lives. That is guaranteed to us. You can use that pain as a motivation for important contributions to society, or you can simply move on. It's your choice, and it's your child. After all, ideas and organizations and even nations are also all our children. The good work that you do in this life may well outlive any real children that you have. Don't neglect your children. After all, they were born in pain. Let them grow up in joy. Copyright 2009, all rights reserved. My voice print is my signature.